Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
When it comes to looking after the planet and recycling and being clean and green, 2NURFM, we will take you to all corners of the earth to get as much information as we can. And sitting in the airport lounge in Tonga this morning, Trevor Thornton, Deakin University recycling expert. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How is it in Tonga this morning?
It's raining. Funnily enough, it's warm, but it's raining.
Fantastic.
So we're just waiting for a plane to arrive.
It's nice to be in the tropics. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat to us this morning, proving we will go anywhere to get the good word when it comes to recycling. We're going to talk about contaminating your recycling bin, but before we do that, overall, if you had to write a report card for Australians and whether we're succeeding, whether we're getting an A for recycling or a D for recycling, where would we be right about now?
I'd say we're pretty much a B. We've got good systems across the board, across Australia, in terms of collecting household waste and diverting it from landfill. Probably start working getting to the yard if we start actually recycling more materials, purchase more recycled materials. So we're not doing too bad around the world.
So we could do a little bit better, but a B is definitely better than a C. And one of the things we're talking about this morning is a lot of people are confused. They don't know what they can and what they can't put into their recycling bin. And is it a situation where something as simple as one item that shouldn't be in there contaminates the whole bin? How does that work?
Yeah, what happens is the bin gets picked up by the truck, taken to a recycling facility, and then gets sorted into the paper and cardboard, aluminium, plastic and so forth. But if plastic bags, for example, plastic shopping bags, when they go through the system, they actually end up going into the paper screen because they're very light and contaminate it. And so when the recycler actually gets that load, he says, well, I don't want that, and rejects it, and so it ends up going to landfill. So a lot of wasted resources. Part of the reason is people are basically confused as to what can and cannot go into the recycling bin.
So it's something as simple as a shopping bag that can basically mean a whole load of paper recycling just gets chucked in the hole.
Yes, yes. And part of the reason is because if you go to the supermarket, there will often be a bin there and say, put your plastic shopping bags or unwanted ones, and get recycled. Now, they can get recycled. So people go, I say, well, I see it at the supermarket. I guess I can do it at home as well. And that's where some of the confusion comes in regards to plastic bags.
Okay, and that's understandable as well. Our phone line between you and I is starting to get a little bit dodgy at the moment. Maybe it's starting to rain in Tonga a little bit heavier. Before we let you go today and jump on the plane, as an overview, just to put it, because I get confused at times. I'm sitting there thinking, can I put that in, can't I? What about any food waste that may be in it? As a snapshot, what can and what, or more so, what can't go in your recycling bin? Is it just the plastic shopping bags?
No, good question. The major contaminants that I've found in the studies I've done are things such as, obviously, the plastic shopping bags, and people who put their recyclables into shopping bags and then put it in the recycling, because the system, they won't open the bags and get those cans and bottles out. Other major contaminants are textiles, rags, clothing, garden waste is also pretty common, and then a range of things such as even bricks. We had engine parts, we had a whole raft of hoses and things like that. Basically, the council will give you information as to what you're allowed to put into your recycling stream, and you should stick to that. In terms of food, little scraps, don't worry about washing out your cans or anything like that, out of the bottles, but don't get too overzealous about cleaning things before you put it in the recycling bin.
Excellent. Look, that's fantastic, Trevor. Thank you very much. You're just about to jump on the plane. Thanks
My
for
pleasure.
Having a chat to us. Enjoy your time in Tonga, and thanks for setting us straight on the recycling.
Anytime. Thank you very much for the call. Cheers.
2NURFM 103.7.